right, we made it to the end of the Wednesday afternoon time slot. Micah is my name. I've been filling in for Scott Williams this afternoon, and hope you had as much fun as I did. We just finished up with Midnight Flyer, sort of an AOR private thing from 1977. I Just Want to Love You, Susie Cope, from a pretty amazing single, 1965. You Can't Say I Never Told You. We heard Straight with Coming of the Rain. Momi before that. Momi, Hawaiian act, sort of a smooth rock Hawaiian act. Tutu's Song from 1985, Share the Light. Paradise, this is a really amazing record from 1981, sort of a late disco, jazzy, smooth soul record called Sizzlin' Hot, 1981 from Paradise. It Would Be Done. Willie and the Red Machine gave us I Wrote This Song for You. And we started with Joan Pritchard, You Called Me By My Name. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for dinner at Andy's.
Your co-host for Dinner at Andy's, and with me live in front of WFMU at 43 Montgomery Street is the host of Dinner at Andy's, Andy Breckman.
Now, what's with all this enthusiasm?
Well, I'm just like,
you're trying to make up for me.
I'm on a 25 second delay, so I'm not even sure we're on the air yet.
Oh, I see. So we could run into some real trouble here and no one would call the police,
right,
for 25 seconds.
Yeah.
We could be yelling help, for God's sakes, for over half a minute.
Yeah, and somehow I think we could parlay this 25-second gap into making money. All right, we're on the air. I've confirmed it now.
Okay.
I've confirmed it. We're on the air. We're in
it's
front.
It's a 25-second gap.
Well, we can pretend away the 25-second gap
now. So we
can
just start yelling help and no one will come until we're cold, cold, cold.
Well, people who are right
and
next
on the street.
People who are next to us don't have a 25-second delay.
Yeah, but they're no. You can't count on them. That's one life lesson I've learned.
We have a lot of vinyl to sell.
Yes, we're on the street in front of the station.
Yeah, selling vinyl.
Oh, you're here to look at the station? We're doing good. But wait, hold on. We haven't quite opened for business, have we, Kenny?
Yeah, why not?
Not yet.
Wait, right. Just give us 1 minute. What kind of stuff are you interested in doing? It's a little contest.
You have jazz?
Jazz.
Oh, yes, we do have jazz.
Wait, yes, I have jazz on my end. Ooh. Wait, no, you can't go in and go, wait, the rule is whatever is in stock.
Okay, there's not a whole okay. lot of jazz in
wait,
there.
Wait, hold on, wait, this is my box.
That's not your box.
Yeah, here, this is, I have stuff that's better than jazz.
We're each creating a box.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure all these are out of my age, but.
Oh, no. Oh, the classics.
David
Byrne,
that's
like
jazz-like.
Bananarama, those kind of classics.
You gotta recommend me.
Yeah, but here, this is Bananarama. They were chicks, and they I'm sure guys helped them produce it. They didn't do it all themselves. Don't worry.
They were British, I think.
Oh, they were British, yeah. But no, there were men in the studio. I think men wrote a lot of this stuff. So it's good stuff. And this is for you. What do you have in your pocket? This is a dollar. Yeah,
it says $4. It says $4.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, this is a dollar. That's going in my. There it is. Oh, you're gonna love them. You're gonna love them. There's a redhead. There's a brunette. They're all good. There's a blonde. So whatever your preference is.
But if you like Bananarama. Jazz, if you like jazz, you probably would like Peter Green, who's an amazing guitar player for Fleetwood Mac.
How much for Peter Green?
$5.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
you got a counter offer here.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wait on.
Well, that's the idea.
Wait, wasn't he in my box, that Peter Green guy?
No, I took him out of your box.
Oh, if you like Peter Green, you're going to love. Hold on.
Put him into my box.
I think I might have another Bananarama. They're now your favorite.
Wow, I have a lot of Spirit albums. Jeez.
Boy, this guy has no sense of what he's looking for. This is a perfect customer.
Mogwai.
Hey, wait, the Bangles. They're hotter than Bananarama. They're hotter than Bananarama.
Yeah, and the Bangles.
Oh, this is your time, right?
This is great. Yeah, no. Okay, look. See, it says $10. I'm giving you this for $3. The Bangles.
What are you doing? You can't.
Sorry, man. I got to see what he asked first.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. And this has Susanna Hoffs. Look at her. She's short, but she's beautiful. What year do you? What's your favorite year? What year were you born?
90s.
Exactly. That's when this came out. 90s. Wait, you know the Bangles? This is If She Knew What She Wants. What was their big hit? That Prince song, Manic Monday, right?
Did the Bangles do Manic Monday?
Yeah. And then Susanna Hoffs, she used to look sideways. That was her sexy little move. It drove the boys crazy. But don't worry. A lot of these songs were produced by men. Men wrote most of them.
Why?
Oh, not that it
matters.
What's
your obsession with this?
Why are you so obsessed with female groups? Good
question,
Ken.
Why are you so obsessed with men being in the studio when the female groups were recording?
Well, it's a quality control.
Mm, understandable. You know? Yeah. Understandable. Back in the time, men are probably the ones
exactly
the show. Sadly,
exactly.
But that's how it
was. Sadly, yeah. Oh, I'll add that. Yeah, sadly, because I'm a feminist. Mm. I'm a feminist.
A modern-day feminist. All right.
I'm a modern-day feminist.
I'm a feminist. It's better than being a feminist.
Right, you can tell.
We're jazzy on your side.
Oh,
well, I have the Peter
crack.
Green.
I want to show him some love. You know, I give you love. I gotta spread it over.
I got the Peter Green. Did you already get that one? Oh, here you go, yeah. Peter Green.
Peter Green for $5.
I think that's from my box, isn't it?
No, that's from my. This is my box. That's your box.
You know, you buy something from my box, you're not just getting the record. You're getting the. There's a protective sleeve inside here. Each one of these records has a little hole. I put a little hole in the middle.
Great, thank you. $5, buddy.
Oh,
did
go
you
to
sell
hell.
Anything?
I sold that other thing for a dollar.
For a dollar, 5-1.
I didn't know this guy would go as high as 5. Okay, there you go, Peter Green. Good.
And what's
good
your
for
name,
you.
Sir?
Brian.
And what
you
is
live
your
in
name,
the neighborhood?
Sir?
I live in Warren.
Do you live in the neighborhood? Do you live nearby?
No, I do not.
I'm a traveler.
And your name, of course, is
Brian.
Okay,
he said Brian.
Okay, Brian Z. Good. Okay, so Ken's giving change. Oh, Ken, you're really into this.
No, I don't need.
Oh,
change.
Oh, there's a sadness
because
here.
Because Brian has exact change.
Wait, Brian, hold on. Wait, I'm gonna undercut. Wait, okay, whatever.
I give him the $5. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That.
Hey, into that rockabilly stuff. Rockabilly stars, 5 cents. You have change?
No,
you have a nickel?
You can't
Why
undercut.
Can't I?
You got to sell things for the sticker price.
Why?
Because we
no,
don't.
No, I'm here. This is.
You got to make some profit here, right?
No, they would. This is given. These are contributed to the station for free. Little zombie listeners drop these off by the truckload.
You can't undercut the sticker price.
Why? Yes, I can.
No,
I'll
you
bet
can't.
I'll bet you a nickel I can.
You got to pick 10 records for your box. I've already chosen my 3 box sets. I have a Bob Dylan box set.
Oh, I've heard good things about Bob Dylan.
A Richard Thompson box set.
Yeah, he's a personal friend
of
mine.
And I have a Fleetwood Mac box set.
Oh, the kids love the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick my box sets.
Okay.
Oh, you cherry picked these already.
Well, you're too busy trying to. Oh, here you go. Here's a jazz record. Henry Threadgrill. He's amazing. This really is jazz. See? It even says live at Montreal International Jazz Festival.
Oh, guys, I got to get going. I got to see my girlfriend.
Okay, thanks, yeah. Brian.
Oh.
Can I get the green album?
Girlfriends are great. You're going to love your girlfriend.
How do you know?
They're good for the time being.
They're good. No, the girlfriends are fantastic. They're
the longer you go in, though, the more you regret it, right?
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
7 months.
Why don't you shout out to her? What's her
name? Rachel.
And where's she right now?
She's home in Columbus.
What's she doing there?
Work.
Good for her. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Lads, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brian.
Have a great day.
I'm winning $5 to $1. We're selling records out here. Ilmar's with us in front of 43.
Okay, I'm picking a bunch of – I get to pick three box sets.
Yeah, you get to pick three box sets.
You've cherry-picked the most valuable.
Well, there's
ones.
A Leonard Cohen live at the Isle of Wight Festival.
He was not at his best.
That was a famous show.
Yeah, I know it was famous.
Jimi Hendrix
famous
got,
for sucking.
No, Jimi Hendrix got everybody all riled up, and it was looking like there was going to be a riot. And then Leonard Cohen with his hippie chicks came out, and he cooled everybody out.
Yeah, he just came out, ding, 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 Suzanne. Ding. It was just this little weird acoustic set. Ding, 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 Suzanne.
What's the ding,
takes
ding?
You down.
What's
that's
the
him,
ding,
that's
ding,
him
ding?
Plugging his little acoustic guitar. It was not a good set. He was Joni Mitchell's set, not the best. That was not a good festival. Okay, hold on.
Isle of Wight 1970?
Yeah, it's
not
the best.
Not a good festival?
No.
That was a famous show.
Okay. Famous is it not is not a mark of quality.
Oh, yeah, I want that.
Yeah. Wait, where's that guy?
Go get him?
What's it? Yeah,
no,
go
no.
run and get him.
I
go,
want that
run.
One.
Bro, go run and say we found some more jazz. Go. Go, man. Go. Go. Here,
okay,
I'll hold it.
I'll
bring
it
back.
It
okay. Bring it on. Go ahead. Sell it to him for $1.
All right.
Go. Yeah. Split it with me.
Be right back.
That's how you do it. You chase after guys after they leave.
Where did you say he was going?
He's going that way to Rachel's house.
Visiting Rachel's house in Columbia.
Columbia,
Ohio?
No, Columbus, New Jersey.
Columbus, New Jersey?
Yeah.
That's really far away. That's on the Delaware River.
That's where Rachel lives.
Okay,
all right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's Dylan live in 1966. I'll take that.
Hi. We're selling records.
Yeah.
Selling records.
Hey, here's the Bangles. It's a female band. You love the Bangles, right?
Yeah, I think it isn't a radio, but I like female.
Yeah, exactly. They're the best. That's one of my favorite genders. Female. What's
too.
Your favorite gender?
Also female.
Yeah, me too.
It's
love
so
them.
Binary.
And look, and they're all female, the Bangles. This one, female. This one, all of them, unanimously. Female. Okay, it says $10. I'm giving this to you for $2.
No, you can't undercut
yes, I
the
can.
Sticker
yes,
price.
Why can't
I?
Yeah.
$2.
Yeah, $2. It's a sale.
Because
it's a special sale.
Then it's no contest.
Ladies, what?
It's no contest.
No, I'm going to try to earn more by with volume. I'm going to try to sell more, move more pieces.
No, because then you're giving away our stock. You can't give away our stock.
Oh, please.
What's your name?
Please.
I'm Midge.
Hi, Midge.
Where do you live around here?
Hoboken.
And what are you doing here? You're lost.
Here, so I biked down.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, it actually worked. You promoted this thing, huh?
Yeah,
we did.
This morning, drinking my coffee. Why
oh,
not?
There you go.
Good after work activity.
Yeah, exactly. Now, where are you working?
I work from home.
Oh,
I'm
great choice.
Yeah.
You're a designer. Yeah. You're a web designer.
No, graphic designer.
Graphic designer.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of designer there is. Okay, so what kind of music do you dig the most?
Punk rock mostly.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
we don't have any punk rock. No.
No, I got something for you, Midge.
Hold on.
In my box.
No,
no Steely Dan.
We
have Alice Cooper.
Ooh.
Wait,
schools
hold on.
Schools out.
Who has Alice Cooper?
That actually is one of my favorite songs when I was a kid.
Yeah,
oh,
schools out.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait, I got to play catch up. I don't know who these people are.
This was a big album for him. No. Public Animal number 9. That's a good one.
No, that's not a good one, actually.
School's Out is a good karaoke song.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a big fan of...
Only $4, Midge.
No way.
You're a big fan of, Jews? I have some... Stan Getz was, I think, half Jewish. You a fan of Jews?
Sure.
Okay, he was half Jewish. Stan Getz.
No, you're thinking of Artie...
From Ipanema?
No, you're thinking of Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw.
From Ipanema. That's like bossa nova meets
Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, Oompa Loompas.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. No, that's
Midge,
the fun of the show.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Wait, we haven't even settled in, Ken, to divide up these records.
I've got my 10 records and my three box sets chosen.
Up. Oh, when will he
Oh, the
shut
Golden
up?
Palominos. That's a jazz record.
Oh, they're good.
Record.
That's a great jazz record.
Yeah.
Wait, but she's into heavy metal.
I know, but
metal.
Just in case we get another jazz head.
Boy, people really do come by.
And here, Midge, here's an album by Klaatu. That was really the Beatles. It was the Beatles recording under a different name because they were embarrassed about how poorly the recording session went.
Are you pulling my leg?
Yeah, he is. But this one, the Visible Cloaks, really are the Beatles. I think just because he pulled your leg, you should not buy from him and actually look through mine. Hey, you're a big Elvis Costello fan. I know that. I knew that the minute you stepped up. Yeah. All the cool kids love Elvis Costello. Yeah.
Ilmar's back. He wasn't able to track down our jazz fan.
That was... Oh, that's right.
The movie Napoleon Dynamite. I did not realize that was a reference to this band.
Yeah, explain.
I have no. Well, on the back of this Elvis Costello record, there is a member named Napoleon Dynamite, and when I was in high school, that movie was huge.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that it was a reference to Elvis Costello.
Yeah, me neither.
That's really.
Yeah, nice discovery, Midge.
There we go. We're making discoveries here at WFMU.
I wonder which came first, though.
I think the album came first.
I think Napoleon Dynamite was what like.
Oh my God! Wait, I didn't know you had Joan Jett here. Oh my gosh. Wait, and this has all the hits. Wait, it can't have Love Hurts, does it? Yes, oh my gosh, it does. Okay, I'm going to give you this for $1.
That's a $15 record.
No, it's not, but it's worth $1.
You cannot undercut the sticker price.
But you just jacked up all these prices.
No,
beyond
I did.
All...
These are the prices that Matt Warwick put on them for our last sidewalk sale.
Well, this before or after he got delirious with COVID.
Before he got delirious with COVID.
So wait, you're really selling these things for 10, 15?
Yes.
No.
If you want to sell things cheap, then pull cheap things out of the box.
No. Hey, Richie Havens, mixed bag?
Yeah, the Claw, they called him.
Not to his face.
No, that
After
was...
he left the club.
No, he
By
played...
By Claw, that's what they whispered.
The Claw.
The Claw.
Hey, is the Claw on the bill tonight?
Because of how he grabbed the strings.
Is the Claw in a good mood tonight?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the Claw slayed him tonight.
Just like a woman. Okay. Let me bargain
no.
with these people.
No, you can't bargain with these people.
Let me try to Jew them down.
No, you can't do that. These are the sticker prices, and we each got
then
to
what
pick.
What is the fun of this?
The rule was you pick 10 records and three box sets each,
yeah.
And then it's a contest.
What is the contest?
You're doing exactly the opposite of what we said we were going
to
do.
But what is the contest? But I'm trying to.
Ooh,
but the contest
Grant
is,
Green, that's a jazz record.
Wait, but the contest is who's going to earn more?
Yeah, and I'm winning.
Before 7.
I'm winning 5-1.
I forgot which one of you gave me which record, so it's a...
Oh, I gave you the Alice Cooper, and Andy is trying to sell you on the Elvis Costello and the Joan Jett. That's awfully pricey for Joan Jett.
Well, yeah, that's
$15.
Yeah, we're
that's
discounting it. That's
no,
fine.
No, it's $15. That's how much that record costs.
Dear God.
These are based on actual market prices.
No, they're not.
It was a contest.
No, wait. It's based on what? It's just
based on
Matt,
what
just randomly?
No, not randomly. He researches what they're selling for.
You mean he just hits eBay and
he goes to Discogs and eBay, yeah.
With his COVID brain?
Well, now he has a COVID brain. Back when he was doing this, he was healthy as a clam. He only had monkeypox. Now he's got COVID and monkeypox.
Hey, wait, the Roaches, baby.
Yeah, no, that's a good record. Was that the one produced by Robert Fripp?
Yeah, that's their first one.
I don't know this.
Oh, they were the greatest.
Oh, they were great.
I opened for them at the Bottom Line.
And they were also rumored to be the Beatles. Seriously, they were. When the Roaches first...
Well, their first album... Their first album was produced by...
misspelled Bugs.
Paul Simon. Okay. Well, that's their last name.
Bugs? What? Well,
like the Roaches. Like the Roaches.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So I guess
I'm
the
reaching.
I think the
How you doing? What do you see?
I'm listening to him every morning.
Oh, Clay Pigeon, yeah.
Yes,
but you don't want that box. That box is all contaminated. We haven't cleaned that box yet. That might have some contamination.
No, you're free to get anything out of that box.
There's germs all over that box. This box has been sprayed and cleaned. over here. This is the clean box.
Well, he said it's contaminated, so I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't want that box.
What's wrong with that box?
That's your box.
No, this is my box.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, then why would, then this should be out of reach?
Well, when are you going to pick your 10 records and your three box sets like we said we were going to do?
Okay.
Jesus.
All right, I got to get into it.
Go ahead. Look at anything you want there. It's not contaminated. Andy's
I'm not afraid. Well, I don't care.
This box is contaminated.
I love
with
clay pigeon.
With folk music. Oh, he loves clay pigeon.
I listen to him every morning.
Well, there's nothing else to do with them except listen to them.
These records were all personally approved by Clay Pigeon.
See that
Grand Funk Railroad? He loves Grand Funk.
Oh, you like Clay Pigeon? You're talking about the disc jockey?
Him, yeah.
Oh, these are his favorites. He selected these just for his fans.
Have something against this box.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that box.
Yeah, no, that's... the Clay Pigeon rejected those. Those are for losers. That's what Clay Pigeon says.
You know a band that Clay Pigeon loves?
I'm going to tell him this tomorrow morning.
Clay Pigeon loves Steely Dan.
Yeah, I know.
This is a great Steely Dan record. This is before they went bad.
When did they go bad?
After Asia.
You're not a fan of Gaucho?
With Gaucho. Yeah. Oh. Gaucho was their first bad album.
No, that's just not true. That's just not true.
And this has a...
We love WFM.
This has a great song about the Austin, Texas tower killer. Don't Take Me Alive. Really good song. Clay Pigeon loves Talking Heads.
Look, what Clay Pigeon loves.
Klaatu. They were rumored to be the Beatles. Turned out not to be the case. David Byrne from Talking Heads, an opera that he did.
Oh, man. Oh, see, you know what the hell you're talking about. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, Midge, yes.
I'm going to give you money for these three.
Okay. Here's this. Wait, Joan Jett is me. Joan Jett is me. Elvis Costello is me. Ka-ching,
that's
baby.
That's $19.
That's right, baby.
You got 15, 4, and 4.
Oh, don't take all her money. Give her a discount. Give her a discount. We give discounts.
I'll watch you argue about this.
Yeah, no.
Well, then we have to decide.
What's our total here? What's our total here?
The total is 23.
23. Give us give us $10.
No, 23.
No, what?
Andy.
What is wrong?
Because then how are we going to just determine who gets what?
Who cares?
You get $19
here. This poor woman heard you on the radio. You lured her down.
You're just giving crap away.
Like a spider to the fly, you lured her into your web. Just give us
$20.
Give us $10. Okay, perfect. Okay.
15. We'll give it to you for 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it works.
I didn't pledge, so you know.
Well, this will teach you a lesson.
I'm going to give you my only five is change.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Midge.
Sure. Thank you, Midge.
Thank you.
Did you ride your bike down here?
Yes, I did. Back on the waterfront and avoid all the joggers with the headphones on. So.
Okay.
Damn them. Damn the joggers with their headphones on.
Okay, make sure you ride carefully. Wear your helmet.
I got my helmet.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Midge. Thanks for coming down.
Okay.
All right, so now how do we divide up the
$15? I'm winning. I want that money.
No, you're not winning. You're giving everything away for free.
I don't even know who's in my box. Who is this?
Do you want to put the extra records? You see how extra records help? You see how it's self-defeating
but
to only have 10 records.
Isn't it funny to only have 10 records?
No, it's not funny.
Oh, here's the band. Yeah, I'm just going to pick records people I've heard of that are like pre-1972.
I think we should keep the extra records out here.
Why? But then who's going to take credit? Who's going to...
Well, you're selling stuff for half price or whatever, and you don't even care.
No, I don't care.
You don't care at all.
Here's the roaches.
Okay. Was this really
the Robert? Yes, that was their first one. Yeah, it was all acoustic. It was beautiful.
No, this is their first record.
Yes.
Yeah. This was not produced by Robert Fripp.
Yes, it was.
It was? Didn't he produce their second one?
Well, maybe their second one also. No, this is definitely them.
Oh.
Their first one, there was a duo. They were produced by Paul Simon.
Oh, you're right. This was produced by Fripp.
Yeah, no, I know that one well.
Were you friends with them? You were on the folk circuit.
I've since met them,
yeah.
But... I did open for them once, maybe twice.
What was that like?
I can't remember if it changed my life. I don't think it did. It actually was a very funny booking for me.
Who was the best roach? Oh, why?
I'll tell you why. Because my manager, I had a manager at the time.
The same as Don McLean's manager.
Yeah, Herb Gort.
Yeah.
And he was he was always on me about practicing because I would never practice. Because you know me, I like to wing it in life.
Why practice?
Yeah, well, I don't need to practice.
Yeah, you only had 1.5 chords.
Exactly. I have so little talent. Well, I mean, how could I lose that? So anyway, what he did was a month and a half, 6 weeks before the big bottom line concert, because opening for the Roaches was a big deal.
Yeah.
There was a lot of industry people going
to
be there.
Right. They were rumored to have been the Beatles.
Yeah. It was a new album they were promoting. So anyway, 6 weeks before the concert, he put a note. He opened my guitar case without telling me and put a note on my guitar that said, don't forget to practice. Okay, so I showed up for the Roaches. I showed up for the sound check 6 weeks later. He was there, of course. And I went backstage into the green room, and I opened my guitar case, and there was that note. I had not opened my case.
That's really amazing that you had a manager who was trying to get you to practice your guitar.
Trying to get me to practice. He was
Didn't
trying to
he
get
hear
me to,
your guitar playing?
He was trying to get me to learn another chord for to make a total of 5 chords.
I mean, practice for your act, it was just...
Exactly.
Your guitar playing was completely besides the point.
Thank you, Kenny.
Well, it was.
Thank you, my friend.
Wasn't it? I mean, you
Exactly.
Know. Yeah.
Because I had charisma. Yes. I tried to explain it to him.
And zingers.
Yeah. What about my charisma, Herb?
Yeah, you had it all.
Hi, how are you?
Selling records.
Hey, you looking for records?
I'm trying to buy one of those t-shirts you got in there for a long time.
Oh, the FMU t-shirts?
Yeah.
I'll go get you one if you buy a record from this box.
I got...
If you buy one record from this box, the t-shirt is free.
You won't be able to find a t-shirt.
We don't have any more vinyl.
Okay, but wait. I also have some box sets. You buy one of
we
these box
CD.
Sets.
We have CD.
I'm CD. Yeah,
you got
CDs.
8 tracks?
8 tracks.
No.
No. Oh, that's a joke, Ken.
I see.
Yeah, he doesn't get the new kind of
we
humor.
Have cassettes.
You guys
but hey,
you
like
know.
Acoustic? You like acoustic folk?
Sure I do.
Sure you do. There you go. There's a box set. Look at that. You can feel it. Just hold it. You want to hold it.
What is it?
You want to hold it.
No, we're not feeling too well. No. So you don't want it to hold
okay,
it.
Okay, but then I'm going to get you a T-shirt. You pay for this. You pay half price for this, $5.
What is it?
Oh, who cares? It's folk music.
Who's on it? Ellis Paul?
It's everyone you love. It's all your favorites. I think they're mostly British.
Like who?
So you know
Odetta?
They're good.
Odetta?
Yeah.
Steel Eye Span?
Yeah, you know they're good. Yeah. What size T-shirt?
Oh, you like Richard Thompson?
Large. Hold on.
Look, I have this beautiful Richard Thompson box set. Look at that. Richard Thompson, he played our 30th anniversary party.
Yeah.
We live right here. We saw Nick Lowe with low straitjackets here.
Wow.
Okay. We just walked in. Oh, you know what? But for this Richard Thompson.
You know my buddy, with WFDU, Jerry Tracy?
I've heard of him. Yeah, we're WFMU.
I know.
Yeah.
The free T-shirt offer does not apply to this Richard Thompson box set.
Are those CDs?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are CDs.
These are CDs.
It's a CD. The free T-shirt offer applies to this box set.
So you said you were sick. Do you guys have the monkeypox?
You don't want to know.
You have the COVID?
They're coming off of quarantine,
Okay, they're coming off of it.
Yeah.
They're all masked. I'm going to go get them a large T-shirt.
You won't be able to find one. No, you stay here. Andy.
No,
Andy.
I'm going
Andy,
in.
Andy, stay here.
I'm going in. I'm going to stay
Andy,
on mic.
Andy, stay here. You can't go on mic. I can't hear you.
You can go. You can hear me.
You can't walk away because I can't hear you.
Okay.
Go
get him a large T-shirt.
Okay.
And I'll sing show tunes.
I'm going to Delfest tomorrow, so I'm going to wear it.
He's going to wear it. That's like promoting the station. Yeah. You're doing our work for us. What the hell is Delfest?
It's a bluegrass festival.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
It's where Maryland meets Pennsylvania or West Virginia.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's no such place.
Cumberland, Maryland.
Geography is my specialty. There is no such boundary. Okay, so here's $5. Ken's looking for a large T-shirt for you. Okay. Okay, feel better, brother.
Thanks.
Here you go. Okay, there you go. What's your name?
Robert Epstein.
Oh, I have a record. I have a record here by a Jew. Hold on. You're in.
There's plenty of us floating around.
Yeah, but hold on. But how many of you actually record records?
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Hey,
this
Andy,
guy's a Jew.
When you're talking to somebody, you gotta put their mic.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could when I was.
Yeah.
On air here?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh my gosh, we are?
Yeah, we've been on the air the whole time.
We are?
You didn't know that?
Is this part of the show?
Yeah, this is the show.
What kind of show is this? This is nothing. This is not entertaining.
We secure some CDs.
For your birthday.
Yeah, that's your birthday.
I'm 64.
Epstein, today. Mazel tov. Happy birthday. Thanks, that's going to count as your birthday gift.
So what was the monkeypox like?
Well, it hit me and it hit me and now it's over.
Well, that's not the monkey. You didn't have monkeypox.
No.
No, had he COVID. Had the straight up COVID.
Yeah, straight COVID.
Yeah. Like everybody.
Here's a t-shirt.
Like everybody else on staff. Okay, brother.
Did he pay
thanks.
You, Andy?
Yeah, $5. I got it.
$5 for the box set and the T-shirt?
Yeah, exactly. We did great.
No,
thanks very much. It's his birthday. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. Say happy birthday.
Happy
okay.
birthday.
Thanks.
You can't keep doing this. You're not even covering our costs.
Wait, I haven't even told you the worst news yet. I lost the $5 bill.
Yeah, where is the $5?
I lost it. He gave it to me. I put it in my pocket, and now I've lost
it. And we also lost Ilmar.
And now we've lost Omar, our one fan. Okay.
Who is also offering to help.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Where'd he go? You're going to blame that on me, aren't you?
Well, I walked in to find a damn T-shirt, which you gave away.
Yeah.
And then I come back out, and you've lost the money, and you've
Where
lost our
Where did you
our
become one... so stingy with our listeners and our supporters? Hey, we're selling crap here. It's like a flea market. It's like a crap market.
It's not crap. We have good stuff here that you're just giving away. You can't give it away anymore.
Hi, how are
anymore.
You?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi, thanks for stopping.
Oh.
You collect vinyl records?
I have some.
Oh, good. What kind of music do you like?
Last vinyl record yeah. I bought was a long time ago, but I saw Nick Cave.
Oh, Nick Cave. Oh,
but I thought
you know who Nick Cave's biggest influence is in the world? Richie Havens. Can you believe it? And we have a Richie Havens right there.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally believe you.
We'll sell you that.
It's completely not true.
We'll sell you that for $2.
I'm speechless.
Okay. So that's $2. So done
no,
and done.
No, that's $4.
Wait,
it's
what?
$4.
Oh, okay. It's $2 per side. Okay, I'm
right,
sorry.
$2
that's right.
per side.
That's right.
I heard Bob Dylan passed away today on the radio.
Bob did die.
I put it on Facebook.
No, it was Bob Newirth. I never said Bob Dylan died. It was Bob Newirth.
I know. I found that out.
Bob who?
Bob Newirth. Bobby Newirth.
Bobby Newirth?
Bobby Newirth. Bob Dylan's muse, his male muse, his bromance dude.
From
Dad, I'm in on all this.
Wait, from
I know more than you.
From
Bobby Newirth, who stole Edie Sedgwick away from him.
No, this is all I don't.
Who
know
was on the Rolling Thunder Review? Who was taunting Joan Baez during the No Direction
Home
tour?
Oh yeah, that's right. Wait, he passed a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, old news.
He's like a producer, a songwriter guy.
He was a songwriter and visual artist.
Yeah.
And also like sort of like the guy.
And that's newsworthy that he passed?
Well, Bobby Newirth is as close as you can get to Bob Dylan without actually being Bob Dylan.
Okay, that's so untrue.
No, it's not. Who's closer to being Bob Dylan than Bobby Newirth?
Little Stevie Forbert.
Yeah, go ahead.
Little Stevie Forbert.
Steve Forbert.
Steve Forbert. He was the next Bob Dylan when I was in the village.
Yes, I remember.
He was my rival.
Yeah.
Because he got a record deal.
And what was his hit song?
He had Romeo's Tune.
Romeo's
Get
Tune.
Get Well Soon.
Oh, Spirit. Clay Pigeon loves Spirit.
That's good.
There's
Wait,
Son
hold on.
Of
oh.
Spirit.
Hey, are you a fan of Clay Pigeons?
I like this.
These are, oh, yeah, but these are these are Clay Pigeon's favorite records.
Oh, okay, cool. I like
oh,
Clay
wait.
Pigeon.
Oh, here we go. You do like Clay Pigeon?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, wait, hold on.
This is like something my boyfriend would buy, Grand Funk.
Yeah,
oh, if you have
the boys love the Grand Funk.
Oh, yeah, boys do love the Grand Funk.
Oh, Clay Pigeon loves Kansas.
Oh, you know what boys love?
I don't know why.
You know what boys love? Boys love women. Boys love chicks.
Oh,
and this is... I know, exactly. Boys love chicks.
He always talks about that video. You, Dave, should I get this for you?
Yes, of course, because
Dave,
little Susanna Hoff...
I hope you're listening. Yeah,
little Susanna Hoff is who he loves. Yeah, he's crazy about her.
No, I don't think I want that one.
Wait, oh, because it'll make him... Because it'll drive him crazy.
Okay.
What's
okay.
your name, ma'am?
I'm Heather.
Okay.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for coming down. Where'd you come from?
From Jersey City.
All right. Traveled all the way. All the way across town.
Yes.
You saddled me with the worst records. I have no one. I have nothing to sell.
You're a mess here.
I don't know any of these people. Like all obscure jazz from the 80s.
It's,
yeah, they're worth.
You found the Roaches.
Wait, yeah, this, I'm putting this in
no,
my.
No, no, I stole no, the Roaches. I stole that from you.
Well, then that makes it mine.
But it's in my box now. Oh, Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady.
Yes.
Oh.
Lunch yeah. Lady. She gets played a lot on FMU.
Yeah, she does.
She's not a real Lunch Lady.
Lydia Lunch.
No, not Lydia Lunch.
And that comes with an inner sleeve, a protective sleeve.
They all do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they all do. That's our treat to you. And we have a little plastic bag.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Nice.
No, that's $10.
I mean, the inner sleeve is the treat.
Oh, okay. I thought okay.
But right. I can't.
I'll think about that. Should I get it? Is it
yeah,
good?
I think so.
Maybe I should.
I think your boyfriend would love it.
Maybe I'll just get this and forget all those ones.
Exactly. That's except for the bangles.
Yeah. Do you have anything by Liz Phair?
We have something better.
Andy.
We have something better.
Like her.
Yeah, we have the Who live in Leeds.
Okay.
Yeah. Liz was in the audience there. You could hear her yell more.
Oh, okay.
You could hear her yell Magic Bus, I think, between songs.
Do you have anything by Kate Bush?
Kate Bush, no. She's
okay.
A loser.
Oh.
We don't play losers.
Who's this? Do you have anything by Wussy?
I like Wussy.
Wussy?
Yeah. Yeah, go look at go inside and look in the Wussy box.
Kind of like Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go look.
Heather, you hold the mic, okay?
Okay. Go look. It's the Wussy box.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Now,
hi,
what do you
everyone.
Do for what do you do for a living, Heather?
What do you think I do?
You are a movie star.
Oh. I am from LA, but I'm actually a programmer.
You're a programmer
yeah.
for radio, for television?
No, for a trucking company.
For a trucking company,
yeah.
What does a programmer do? Just synchronizes the.
I write code.
Oh, I see.
Trucker that people use to type in a lot of timestamps.
Oh, I see. How many?
And tracking.
How many trucks are in the fleet?
Yeah, that's.
How
sort
many?
Of thing.
How many do you have?
Yeah.
What is the name of the company? The trucking company.
It's called Betaway.
Oh, they're great. They're
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Whenever it says "How's my driving?" on the back, do people call you?
Yeah.
Do they call that number?
Trucks?
Wait. Do they see when somebody says "How's my driving?" on the back of a truck, and it says the phone number? Do they really call it sometimes?
That's top secret. I can't reveal that.
Have you ever called that number, Ken? How's my driving? On the back of a truck.
Never have done that.
Thanks, Ken.
I always call him. Say he's driving great.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
really?
Doing fine.
Oh, you're the guy who's throwing off. You're throwing off all the stats.
Yeah, this guy's doing good.
You'll get a lot of attention if you call that number.
Heather, I found the box of Wussy records and. Somehow all the Wussy records were taken and they were replaced with eggs with lizards inside.
Oh.
So you can have
Liz
that.
Fair lizards?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
So let's okay.
I remember that I could use the bathroom if I buy a record.
Yes.
It's true. It's true.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And a bag. Okay. So you're going to pay. You're going to buy this for $10. This is out of my bag. It's going in my pocket.
No, it doesn't go in your pocket.
I hope I don't lose it.
You already stole $5.
I've been losing some cash. Okay, we're going to put that in the bag for
nice.
You.
Okay.
Now, do we let customers take the merchandise into the bathroom?
Yes.
After they paid for
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, this is very cool.
Okay.
I like Ricky Lee Jones. Wait.
Yeah.
No, Ricky Lee Jones. Yeah, I like her,
greatest.
Too. Yeah. And she's not Joni Mitchell.
No. She's the beat
Joe
Joni
Rogan
Mitchell.
Got that wrong.
Yeah.
Who said she was Joni Mitchell again?
Joe Rogan said she was Joni Mitchell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he said, like, I love that song, Big Yellow Taxi, or something like that.
Oh, that's wrong. Okay, so $10, and
yeah,
you get to
okay.
use the bathroom. How long can she stay in the bathroom?
As long as she likes.
Okay, minute and a half.
First, before
yeah.
I pay, you trust me?
No.
Yeah, minute and a half.
Okay,
all right.
All right,
you're on
go
the clock,
ahead.
Honey. Okay.
And that's the bathroom right over there, Heather.
Yeah, it's the room with the toilet in it, Heather.
It's also got a big cardboard cutout of Andy Breckman.
You're on the clock, sweetheart. 90 seconds.
With the head cut off. Yep. Just lock the door behind you there, and you'll have total privacy in the bathroom. Heather, I can't see you because the door is shut, but if you can just shout and let me know how things are going in the bathroom.
Ken, dear God.
It's good?
Dear God.
What?
A minute and a half.
You talk to her.
No, I'm not going to talk to her in the bathroom. Dear God.
She's in the bathroom.
Dear God.
What?
Okay,
there's
congratulations.
A locking door.
Congratulations. You found the line I won't cross that you will cross. Congratulations.
I'm outside
you
on the sidewalk.
You will badger a poor woman.
Heather's in the bathroom.
Oh, don't badger her.
I'm not badgering her. Women don't have the bashful kidney like us guys
this
do.
This is why. This is why nobody uses our bathrooms.
Well, no.
This is why.
I wouldn't be
doing.
We get
so few people.
I wouldn't be doing this to a guy. Because that would they wouldn't be able to pee at all.
Okay, so
Heather's got it going on.
Ken, dear God, Ken.
Okay, I'll leave Heather.
It's an emotional thing. She walked in there with a pregnancy test.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even though I'm now in the same place,
yeah.
we're still being blasted through Monty Hall, so she can still hear us.
Oh, she can. Okay.
Yeah, she can hear you too.
Okay, so
just that I was addressing her. That's all.
Oh, that's true.
You got to stop losing the money. You got to stop pocketing the money.
The money is.
You got to stop.
Money is
in.
I have a lot of. I have a lot of pockets. I just lost track.
You
got to
stop giving our stock away.
But isn't this stock all donated?
Oh, that was. Oh, yes. Thank you.
I washed my hands for 20.
Oh, you're the best, Heather. This is why we love you. This is just one of the reasons why we love
all
you.
All right. Here's your $10.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll take that. I got it.
Okay, fine. And here you go. Enjoy it. All
right. Thanks so much,
Thank you. Okay, bye.
If you have any problem with the records, we won't be here ever again.
Okay.
Thanks for finding my lost email that I printed out. That reminds me that I should... Yes, go ahead and take a sticker.
Help yourself, sweetheart.
We have stickers and bags and bathrooms.
Go in the bathroom and see if she made a mess.
Okay.
Okay. I just there's something about her I don't trust.
You got to keep talking.
I got it. I'll sing show tunes. I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. So I said, go to the bathroom, see if she made a mess, as a joke. And Ken... surprising me, said okay, and now has disappeared. Hey, into vinyl records? Yes, you are. Hi, into vinyl records? Get into vinyl records.
She did not make a mess.
Define mess, I guess.
But you know how I told you there's a cardboard cutout of you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And she wrote some pretty...
suggestive stuff?
No, not suggest. Suggestive's not the right word.
Hey, into vinyl records?
Hey, thank you, Ruth in the booth, for telling me how to put all this together with the cables and everything.
Bless her.
That's the email.
And she did a great job with our 30th anniversary...
yes, she did. Which people have been receiving.
DVD. And I watched it a couple days ago. She did a great job. She made us look entertaining... And
she must have done that together. Digitally.
Yeah, a lot of digital editing.
Yeah, you can do anything.
She made us look very smart and funny.
Damn.
But she worked hard on it, I could tell, and it's appreciated.
Yeah, and Aaron worked on it too. So thank you, Ruth and Aaron.
That was our little tchotchke that we gave away.
So the whole concept we came here of having a that's just out the window. That's like
whatever you want.
You disposed of that.
I didn't quite understand it.
You disposed of it right
then
away.
Here's your $5.
Thank you. After arguing so much about how we were going to do this.
Well, I was just trying to make the show add some kind of structure to the show. So everyone has COVID, huh? You have your whole staff out?
Yeah. Yep, 6 people.
And
we've never had anything
was
like
there,
that.
Was
6
there,
people out at
and
once.
And what was the super spreader event?
There was no actual super spreader event. Just normal days at the station.
But everyone's been vaccinated, double vaccinated,
yep.
And they're all getting it.
Yep.
How are you and I not getting it?
We're immune, baby.
There's something going on.
No, I don't think I'm immune. I'm actually very worried because of that couple who said they had the monkeypox.
No, they said they were over COVID. They said they tested negative.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
I have to go to a super spreader event tomorrow and Friday. I have to go to a
That's a weird way to promote something now.
A wedding.
Come to our super spreader. Oh, a wedding. Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst. No one's covered up. Everyone's singing and talking and gabbing.
Oh, man.
Everyone's hugging.
You know what I'm going to do?
You can't get out of it? You can't get out of it?
You know what? No, I can't.
Whose wedding is it?
It's my nephew's wedding, so I really can't get out of it. But you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my beard off.
That'll do it. Why?
So that I get a tighter fit around the masks. I'm going to wear multiple masks, but I'm going to shave my beard off so that I don't have the, you know, the beard problem. Because the beard pushes the mask away from your face.
Or you could have car trouble tomorrow morning. Oh, I can't get there. Oh.
No, I can't do that. Can't do. I'm not like
you. You love your nephew?
I'm not like you.
Do you know the woman he's marrying?
Yes. She seems great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for them.
Except she's going to kill 40 people.
Why do you say that?
With her super spreader.
Oh, with the super spreader event.
Hey, brother. Good to see you back here.
No, what's vinyl? Looks like this is going well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're raking it in.
We're beating him off with a stick.
Yeah.
Good. It's going well.
It's Matt Fiveash, everybody.
But why don't you buy some records and then play them in 20 minutes?
Like right on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That'll be an interesting dynamic.
I think we sold the one record he might have played on Weekly World Blues. We had a terrible Peter Green record.
No, you got the Artie Shaw there.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A bad Peter Green record. Yeah. I missed that one.
Not quite how we described it to the seller, to the buyer.
No, I would imagine not.
No. We left out the word bad.
Sold is one Peter Green?
No, we sold a lot more than that.
We've been raking it in.
We sold an Alice Cooper, right? We sold an Elvis Costello.
What Ken and I are going to do, we've made like 30, 35 bucks. Now We're going to...
35 bucks.
We're going to convert all that into pennies and nickels.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rent a hotel room, throw the coins on a bed, take off our clothes, and just roll around for a while.
We never discussed this.
But that's kind of an unspoken agreement.
Like that guy... That guy who won the World Series.
Renting a hotel room, that's actually a flaw in the plan. Because renting the hotel room is like $200.
Yeah, I never.
We're going to lose money.
We never discussed any of this.
I'm doing it anyway.
Well, good luck with the rest
what
of the
time
sale,
is it?
Guys. Looks like
I love that you're
really
here because it means this is almost over.
Hey, thanks, Matt. By the way, we're not going to have an outro theme at all. We're just going to say, take it away, Matt Fiveash. And then you start your theme.
And we're going to say those words in a minute and a half.
No, I don't think so.
Let's leave early.
No.
Matt's here.
It's 6:44.
Matt showed up early.
I'm not falling for that one again.
Matt's not ready to go.
Oh.
Hey, good luck, guys. I'm really proud of you.
Hey, Matt, into the Bengals? All chicks, all the time. Everyone a chick. Chick, 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 chick.
Band. Tell Andy Breckman your Susanna Hoff story.
Do I have a Susanna Hoff story?
I was hoping you would.
Who doesn't?
I'm sorry. You must have me confused with
Joe
Masco.
She's married to a big Hollywood director.
Susanna Hoff says?
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. The guy who directed, I forget his name, the guy who directed Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock? Married.
No, it's not Alfred Hitchcock. Good guess, though, Ken.
Jean-Luc Godard?
Yeah, it's Godard.
That's an interesting fact. I'm going to tell my dozens of listeners.
I know five things, and that's one of them.
So wait, this guy directed the first Austin Powers movie?
What's his name? Someone Google it and then never tell me.
No, I've heard that information is not on the internet.
All right, good luck, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
You really want to sell the Spangles record, don't
I don't
you?
Care.
No,
why would I care? Is the money going into my pocket?
No.
Is it coming home with me?
Yeah, that's why you...
Hey, wait. Let me pocket whatever I sell the Bengals for.
No.
Give me that.
No.
One record. I come here every week.
You'll sell it for a dollar.
What do you care? It's my money. Give me one record.
It's not your money.
Here, let
it's
me begin like
your
this.
Stock.
Hey, Ken. Hey, buddy. Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Can I have this Bengals record?
No. It's station stock.
Screw you. You're dead to me. Give me the Bengals record.
No,
let me
the
make
Bengals.
Some money.
I'll give you the crappy record.
Give me one crappy record.
Okay.
And anything I sell it for is mine.
Okay.
Okay. Uriah Heep.
There you go.
I love it. What's their big hit?
I don't know.
Easy Living. That's their big hit. Okay.
Easy Living was. This is the best of Uriah Heep.
Yeah, exactly. It's mine. Everything I sell for. Hey, brother, you into Uriah Heep? You ought to be. Everybody, all the cool kids are. Check out the kids at the cool table.
You're okay. Doing a great job. Hold on. Hawking the Uriah Heep.
I'm gonna push the Uriah Heep.
Yeah, anything you can that's tell what the they, Uriah Heep.
That's how Dave used to begin at Tower Records. Push the Uriah Heep. That was the manager.
We should have done this a long time ago.
Let me tell you something about Uriah Heep.
Yeah, tell me something. What was the name of their big hit?
I don't even know. The first cut on this greatest hits is called Easy Living.
Easy Living?
Yeah, that must be their big hit. Lady in Black?
I don't recognize any of these names.
Hey, you're not touching it. It's mine.
I just want to see the song titles. I just want to see the song titles.
Okay, don't touch it. I'll hold it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here's all their personnel. Do you know anything about Uriah Heep at all?
No, nothing. There were so many members.
David Byron.
Oh, my God. He was the over the years, there were 35 members.
That's how good they were. That's the mark of a good band.
Oh, they had a song called Gypsy.
Everybody wanted to be in Uriah Heep, and almost everybody was.
They had a song called The Wizard, so they must have been a prog band.
Yeah, so you know they're good.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe. Oh, yeah, look at these covers. They look like Yes, Roger Dean kind of garbage.
Hey, your boyfriend loves Uriah Heep. He called. Hello? Hey, you into Uriah Heep? 30 cents.
Can't sell a Uriah Heep album for 30 cents.
I will. Believe me, I will.
It's prog rock. Use that angle.
I don't know what that means.
Progressive rock.
Like what other band? Like Yes?
King Crimson, Yes. Yeah, like that.
That's what Uriah Heep was?
Yeah.
Is there any version of Uriah Heep still touring?
I'm sure.
You want to go with me to a concert?
There's none of the original members. Yeah, they're playing in Sayreville. Let's go.
Did you ever hear the Carol Leifer joke? She had a great joke. She said, yeah, I saw the Temptations last week. I don't think they were the original guys. These guys were white. All right. Uriah Heep. That's my ticket out of this place.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, my friend.
All I need is one obsessive fan to be walking down Montgomery Street.
Let me see some other
Give me some more records.
Crap that you
give me some more records that I can. Give me John Cougar.
John Cougar.
Hey, can I have this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, John Cougar, people know. Yeah. He's married to Meg Ryan.
He is?
Oh, he was dating Meg Ryan, I think, or
something. Oh, she would never marry him.
Well, I saw a list of people she would never marry, and he's not.
He was not on the list?
No. Hey, you a fan of vinyl records? You a fan of John Cougar? You have a dollar?
Here you go. You can keep
anything
you can sell the Star Castle.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, your boyfriend called. He doesn't want you to come home without John Cougar.
So you got John Cougar, Star Castle, and Uriah Heep.
Okay, that's my little pile.
Yep. Anything you can sell those for, you can keep.
John Cougar, Scarecrow. Wait, what's the big hit off of Scarecrow? Small Town.
Wow, you know.
Well, I was born in a small town. I do like John Cougar.
Yeah, that's an uncanny imitation you do of him.
Sometimes at parties, that's what I do. Hey, Andy, do John Cougar.
Yeah, you put on the black turtleneck.
Yeah.
Start smoking a cigarette.
He's the coolest guy going. Rock in the USA. They're all here, baby. Okay.
So I've lost track of who won the show.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
I'm selling Uriah Heep.
Doesn't it matter who wins the show?
I just want to leave here with more money than I came here. that's the mark of a good DJ.
That's why you're trying to steal.
That's the definition of a job.
Stealing
isn't
the
it?
Record sales.
I just wanted to. For once, I want this to be close to a real grown-up job.
Wow. I bet you this is really good, this Bob Dylan Live 1964.
Is it all acoustic?
At Philharmonic, yeah, all acoustic.
That's beautiful.
This is when he was still really trying.
Oh, shut up. You know, you know, I bet this tour might have been filmed for Don't Look Back.
It was one concert from 1964.
Hey, you guys into vinyl? You into John Cougar? 50 cents. 50 cents for all three of these.
You have quarters? Because I'd have no change.
Yeah, I have quarters.
Okay, good. Good. Oh, Johnny Otis. Look at that. We should have given that to Matt Fyder.
If there's a parking meter nearby, I have quarters. Hey,
look at all this Bob Dylan we have. We have the No Direction Home soundtrack.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hi, into vinyl? Hey, brother, into vinyl? $1 for three records. No, no, no. You want these records. into Uriah Heep.
Oh,
everybody loves
Star
Uriah
Castle,
Heep.
Uriah Heep.
Yeah, and this is when Star Castle was great. This is before they sold out. You want these guys. You want Uriah Heep.
I don't know how to turntable.
Oh. Hey, can we give him one of our turntables? We have extra turntables. Can we go upstairs and get one for him? It'll really help. It'll help him make a decision about
these
records.
Yeah, there is a turntable right inside.
That we could give
that
away?
That we could sell.
An extra one?
We could sell it.
Yeah.
It's a Bluetooth turntable.
Oh, okay. So you know it's good.
So I don't want it.
So it doesn't even have to be wired?
Yeah.
Can I have the Bluetooth turntable?
No.
Can I have those shoes you're wearing? What else can I have?
What size feet do you have?
Could I have 12 and a half, 13.
Really?
Yeah.
You have size 12 and a half feet.
Yeah, well, I'm 6 feet tall.
Wait, I'm 5'11".
And what size feet are yours?
10.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
You have
that's a fine
feet.
Little size.
No,
that's okay. Ken, don't feel bad.
No, I have normal sized feet.
No, you're okay, Kenny.
You've got freaking flippers.
Oh, shush. Oh, for the love of God. This is what it's down to now.
You're not here next week, right?
Yeah, I'm gone. Hey, your boyfriend like Uriah Heep? He does.
She scoffed at you.
She did.
That was the definition of a scoff.
Well, I can't wait to go home and get a real scoff from Bethy. A real adult scoff. Hey, your boyfriend called. He wants you to come home with these records. Hey, if $1 for 3 records. I don't like them.
She said, I don't like them? I
don't have a boyfriend. How you doing, brother? You into vinyl records? Fine.
Hey, man, you got some real gems there. The best of Uriah Heep. I don't know if you can't make some money with those.
Even if you're on the fence about Uriah Heep, this is the best of them. This is not one of their weaker efforts. This is when they still had 38 members. Well, we're winding down. Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, you're not here next week.
What are you gonna do about that?
I don't know.
Why don't you stand out here with somebody else?
Selling records out here on the sidewalk.
Yeah. See how well you do.
Yeah. I'm upset you let Ilmar go.
I didn't let him go.
Yeah. You just ignored him until he went away.
Exactly. That's my MO, baby. That's how I socialize. It kind of is.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And it almost always works. Okay, we have 6 minutes.
Yeah, man. Come on. Move that Uriah Heep album.
Okay, I need more guys. That's a guy's record.
Oh, yes, it is. As is John Cougar.
I know. Well, no, John Cougar. I don't know. Well, we're lost foot traffic.
Yeah. Well, you know, the work day's over. Oh, Jesus.
So who is patient zero in the station? Who infected everyone?
Who knows?
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you don't want to name him.
We can't name names.
All right. But you're mad at him.
No.
He was a little sick. He had that scratchy throat.
Nah.
He knew it. He knew he did.
He or she, I mean, and also, how do you know for sure?
Because the test doesn't show up for a couple of days.
How do you really know for sure?
I called it. Didn't I call it like 7-8 months ago?
What?
This thing is very contagious. And beware of the variations.
Well, I called it.
People
were saying that over 2 years ago, like 2.5 years ago.
I didn't hear them.
Yeah.
I never heard them say that.
Yeah. People were saying it in December of 2021. Or sorry, 2019, December.
From 1 to 10, how scared are you of monkeypox?
Not at all.
Me neither.
Not at all.
Me neither.
It's ugly, though.
Well, not if you like popping those packing sheets. You know, those bubble sheets?
Oh, bubble wrap.
Yeah, if you like that, then monkeypox is a great disease.
Right.
Hey, sir, you into vinyl records?
Well, it's true that the monkeypox blisters are very large.
Yeah, they're fun to pop.
Yeah, they're very.
That's the only positive side.
They're
to
much larger than smallpox blisters, and of course bigger than chickenpox.
Well, monkeypox you can't hide. If you have it, it's obvious.
Well, you can hide it.
It's a bad name for a little disease.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, is it better than or worse than cowpox?
I don't know.
And camel pox also. They have camel pox.
Do they?
Yeah.
There is spread from camels to humans?
Who knows? Monkeypox isn't really spread by monkeys anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, but no. I've seen monkeys with it.
Where? Where have you seen monkeys infected with monkeypox?
In my basement. And that's why I hardly ever go down there anymore.
So they kind of have overtaken the masturbatorium.
Hey, water meter man, you're going down there by yourself. You're going to deal with the monkeys by yourself today.
Well, those guys have insurance. They should, they should be the ones to go.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City at 91.9 FM.
I guess our record emporium is closing up for the day.
And online at WFMU.org. Thanks to Micah for hanging out and riding the dump button, and to Ruth for the excellent instructions.
Oh, hey, we should help. We should ask if there's Jeremiah's great. We have he's great coming up with ideas for us, and he's also great writing the newsletter. But we need another experienced producer, I think. Don't you agree?
And
someone
can,
that could help pre-produce.
Yes, and
shows.
If they're willing to help, they can email you at what address?
No. At ken@wfmu.org. We're looking for someone.
That's not your email.
Oh,
address.
We should have asked that woman that was here half hour
Heather.
Ago. Heather.
Yeah.
Wait, Heather, get back in touch with us. She could do it. We just need someone who can help us pre-produce segments, maybe set up some interviews.
Thanks, Micah.
Hey, you went to Uriah Heep?
I have all the records.
No, you don't have this one. If you're into Uriah Heep, this is your day, baby.
Which one? I'm pretty sure I have it.
Do you have their greatest hits?
I think I probably do.
Okay. I'm going to give you the greatest hits for a dollar.
What was the big Uriah Heep hit? They never had a hit. They were.
Hey! Take that back. They were the greatest.
They were just like a group that nobody liked, but you bought their records anyway.
Exactly. That's the mark of a great band. $1. You're going home with this. No, $1.
It's not even worth a dime.
5 cents. See, you played your hand. You completely mishandled that negotiation. You told me what you didn't think it was worth. You told me your low price, a dime.
You're right.
I'm cutting that in half. 5 cents, nickel.
Andy, it's not worth the space in my bag to put it in.
Would okay. you like a bag? Another
okay.
bag?
Okay.
It's still on the air.
You're a fan of Meg Ryan? This is Meg Ryan's boyfriend, John Cougar. Her boyfriend, Meg Ryan.
I would take Uriah Heep over John
Sleepless
Cougar.
In Seattle. This is the boyfriend.
God, no thanks.
You've got mail. Meg Ryan.
Well, that's all the time we have.
Thank God.
Sorry you failed in your quest, Andy.
And there is a God in heaven.
This has been Dinner at Andy's. And something will be on in its place next week. Maybe me. Who knows?
Yeah. It can't be worse than this. That's our promise.
Right now it's time for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Take it away, Matt.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
That ain't the cleaner. Head cares. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees. Change scene again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers, cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. 'Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do. Spring cleaning, get ready for love, cleaner. Vacuum.